From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey, Mr. Rogers, come over to the land of make-believe. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. It's great to be back with you. We're all starting a whole new year, and based on what's happened just so far, I think it's going to be a great year. It had better be, because based on those same things, it might be the last one we get. Later on, we're going to be talking to Ronan Farrow, whose investigations into serial predators won him a Pulitzer Prize. I should stress, we called him. And now it's your turn to give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Hannah Stein calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, how are things in Cleveland, Hannah?
They are kind of weirdly cold and then warm and then cold and then warm and blustery, and we're not even sure if it's winter anymore.
It's all very confusing. We feel the same in Chicago. We expect to be miserable for a solid 3 months, and it's just,
Yeah. It's
almost disappointing when you're not. It's a Midwestern thing. Well, welcome to the show, Hannah. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a comedian you can see January 21st at Zany Chicago and February 27th at White Rabbit Cabaret in Indianapolis. That's Adam Burke.
Hello, Hannah. How are you?
Next, it's a features writer for the style section of the Washington Post, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, Hannah.
And the host of the Confessional Daily Podcast, TBTL, and the public radio variety show Livewire, which will be at the Alberta Rose Theater in Portland on January 30th, it's Luke Burbank.
Hey, Hannah. They're not booing. They're saying you are going to do great on this.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Hannah, welcome to the show. You're going to play, of course, Who's Bill This Time? Bill Curtis, for the first time this year, is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Any voice from our show you might want for your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Let's do it then. Here is your first quote.
It was a historic accomplimente.
That was somebody celebrating his attack on Iran, perhaps in Pig Latin. We don't know.
I'll be polite and say President Trump.
That's very polite. Thank you. Trump has finally succeeded in uniting the fractious Middle East, despite their differences. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Israel, they all have absolutely no idea what he is doing. There have been different stories that have come out about how President Trump was convinced to launch this attack on Irani General Soleimani. Irani General Soleimani.
Are you a speechwriter for Trump?
Yeah, apparently. You think that's it, Adam? They just write it into his teleprompter? It's not him this whole time? Anyway. There are various stories as to how he came to this decision. One was that Pentagon generals presented him with a bunch of options with firing missiles at this guy as the one they included as the crazy one that he, of course, wouldn't pick so as to make him pick one of the others. No, guys, you do not show President Trump a crazy option with the expectation that he won't choose it. Trump will go with the nuclear option, even if it is a nuclear option. And then the president, very happy with what he had done, set up this photo op to announce how happy he was. And he had all these guys, did you see this? He had all these guys in uniform standing behind him as props. They didn't say anything. They didn't move. They didn't blink. It was weird. Even more suspicious were their titles, General Electric, General Motors, and General Hospital.
Major Appliance was there too.
I know, that's really great. Yeah.
So where do we start? Do we start with the letter that wasn't really supposed to go out?
Oh yes, that is amazing. Yeah. There was so much that happened this week. So after the attack in Iraq, the Iraqi parliament voted to expel the US from Iraq. They were so upset. And the next day they got a letter, Iraq, from the US Army saying, "Okay, we shall leave." oh my God, we're leaving Iraq, that's it? They just had to ask us and we'd go? And then the army explained, oh, no, that was a draft letter we sent by mistake.
Twice.
They sent it twice by
mistake? Twice by mistake, yes.
Yes.
I'm telling you, reply all has ruined more careers.
I know.
They should, depending on that, should not even be an option.
Hannah, your next quote is about an absolute earthquake in the UK.
First time I've ever seen someone quit their family saying it's to spend more time with their jobs.
That was a tweet from a man named Eric Nelson, who are quitting their prominent jobs in the UK.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
You're exactly right. Meghan and Harry, also known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. She and her husband, that is Meghan and Harry, the former Prince Harry, announced they were quitting the royal family, leading Prince Charles to whisper, "You can do that?" They announced on Instagram, of course, that they will, quote, step back as senior members of the royal family and work to become financially independent, unquote. That is the sort of thing only people who already have an infinite supply of money might say.
That being said, you want to talk about a Brexit?
Yeah.
This is the ultimate heist film. She stole a prince.
She did. She's out of there. As a matter of fact,
I mean, this is amazing.
By the way, that sounds like an awful Hallmark Christmas movie. Yeah. The Prince I Stole.
Yes. Starring Lori Loughlin when she gets out of jail.
Aren't they going to move to Canada?
Yeah, there is some rumor that they're going to move to Canada.
Why
she is,
would
of course,
you go
Canadian.
To the Why would you go to the one country where your mother-in-law is still on the money?
Damn it, we can't get away from her.
Anywhere else, they should have gone.
Is it possible they hated visiting orphans?
Yeah. I think.
Because that appears to be the main job of being a royal, right?
Yeah.
Harry is probably so psyched to get out of this situation, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
But I think that, you know, there's a bunch of people going, yay for them. And then there's sort of a big backlash. They're already out of Madame Tussauds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. First thing, they took their wax figures. We don't know what happened to them. We assume they just put wicks in them and sold them. Big souvenir candles.
That's
right out the
disappointing.
Door.
Yeah. Hasn't the punishment for royals really dropped? Didn't we used to behead these bastards?
By the way,
that's the worst that happens. Yeah. You get taken out of Madame Tussauds.
By the way, the hairy candle smells like dusty cedar.
Yeah.
When you burn
it. Very nice. All right, Hannah, your last quote comes to us from the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. That's that big annual tech showcase that's happening right now.
Imagine yourself there. You have run out of toilet tissue. And nobody hears your call.
So that was a Procter & Gamble person at the CES announcing his company's amazing invention that will solve that problem with what?
I'm going to say delivery drones.
Close enough, a robot.
Ah.
It is a robot designed to bring you toilet paper. Now, this, of course, is the Consumer Electronics Show where they try to show us all the stuff that we're going to need, even though, believe me, none of us need any more stuff. So they keep coming up with these ideas. Here's the toilet paper retrieving robot. It's from Charmin. The idea is you're sitting there, you realize you have no toilet paper, and instead of hopping through the house with your pants around your knees, you press a button on your phone and a robot brings you some toilet paper. This is good because the other way a robot could solve the problem of no toilet paper is with a laser.
So
that could solve a couple problems for me.
Yeah.
Is the toilet paper coming out from the top or from underneath?
I believe it just sort of rolls in, opens up, and there's a roll for you. Although I don't know how it gets in your car and goes to the store and buys more.
Oh, is this like a full Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator that like kicks the door in?
Yes. Goes, come with me if you want to wait.
This is
not as scary, I think.
This is, I think, a threat to our very way of life. Because most people are in relationships that they've lost interest in years ago because you need someone to bring you toilet paper.
Exactly.
If you get stuck in there.
Oh, by the way, it wasn't all tech. Impossible Foods displayed their newest invention, Impossible Pork. Finally, something impossible Jews can eat. Bill, how did Hannah do on our quiz?
Hannah did great. Listening and playing.
Congratulations, Hannah. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.